Good morning on this Wednesday morning, Give Back Wednesday. I do want to tell you that Pastor told me I have to hurry up after we get finished so I won't be able to open up the lines, because we have a electric company that is coming by here tomorrow to install some outlets. So if y'all would pray with me, we need $500 to get the electric work done on here and in the house, if y'all would pray with me about that. But anyway, so we have to get this done because he has to tear out the wall to put in the air conditioning system. That's what it is. We have to have a 230-volt plug put in, yada, yada. But anyway, so I do want to take a minute to testify about last night. It was so awesome, Bride. I cannot tell you how fulfilling that was in my soul to sit with those women. And I reflected back to me, you know, when I was in the same boat they are in. And I was in, you know, counseling and had to go through my process, you know. And I looked at all them women and I thought about that. You know, these women have greatness on the inside of them. I mean, praise God for them being in a facility like this, a dream center, to be able to stop their life and focus. This is what I told them too. Focus, focus. Because the destiny that the world has for people can destroy you. You know, the expectations of man and all their ideas of success and all that. The key is to find out who you are in Christ and let him lead you to the ultimate destiny, you know. So anyways, yesterday before I went to those women, God gave me a dream and told me to title this sermon called That Man. It was so good. I went through my testimony all the way back to my grandpa about the men in my life and, you know, how that affected me as a woman until I met that man. This was the ultimate man, you know, it was really awesome. And then I got to end it with, if it wasn't for me meeting that man, I wouldn't be here with that man. My modern day Paul. I told him God had to heal that old soul before I could ever be with him. But anyway, so it was a really good, I had them women crying. And then I was praying with them, loving on them, hugging them, gave every one of them my life story book. They all had their children and grandchildren there. So I gave, you know, did drawings for the kids, you know, so each of the families got a book, praise God. It was really awesome. So I feel really, really amazing today being able to get out with people. Y'all don't know how it has went against my natural self to obey God. My natural self is like this. You know, I want to be on the streets. I'm an evangelist. Let me love on people, yada, yada. But God called me to administration. He called me to like an apostleship. You know, if you could call it that, really, because it's a watchman over the bride, over the church to watch. And it's a very hard responsibility because it comes with a lot of hatred and a lot of misunderstanding, a lot of offense. You know, people get offended just because you tell the truth. It is what it is. You know, especially when it comes to Trump. It's just a dividing issue. You know, when you get into politics, it is what it is, you know. But this is the lot that God gave me, you know, and I've been doing it for the past 8 years. But my love is what I did last night. That is my natural mama. You know, them ladies, they laid on me. I loved on them. And that's what people need, you know. So I pray God opens up more doors, you know, where I can love on people and minister to people. This one lady, I'll give you one quick story. She was hard as a rock sitting there, wrapped up in a cocoon, in hurt and pain. She wouldn't even hardly look at me. I tried everything to make her laugh, you know what I mean? And, you know, it really blessed her because she won a book. You know, I did drawing for several of my books. And she won a book, and it kind of, you know, cracked that shell a little bit. But this was the coolest thing. Afterwards, she walked by me about three times with her head down. And you could tell, boy, she's battling in her heart. And she finally come over there. She goes, "I've been wanting to come over here to ask you to pray for me, but every time I do, I just walk off." You know, I mean, just really battling this hurt she has inside. And she sat down beside me and she said, "I just want you to know my story is like yours." So I knew she had been molested. So I asked her, I said, "Who was it?" And she told me it was a family member like mine. And it was just so sad because she was, you know, so wrapped up in the anger of it and the hurt of it. And especially being a family member of somebody you trust. Just the brokenness of that woman. I could so relate to her, you know. And that's why she came over to me. Because she heard me testify about what I went through and what God did with that. You know. And man, she cried and cried and cried. She laid on my chest. Cried. Oh, those moments. Awesome. So, Lord, while we're talking about her this morning, set her free, Lord. Reach down in there. Pull that hurt out. Help her to forgive that man. Set her free, Lord, in Jesus' name. So I went through my journey of all the men, you know, that have hurt me and I've had terrible experiences with. And I'd say, "You know that man." And then I'd tell the story, "And you know this man." You know, I went through all these men. And I said, "One day I met that man, that man." And then I explained, "This is somebody you can trust, you know." But anyway, so it was really good. I got to love on a lot of women. Everybody walked away with the book. Everybody, by the end of the night, because we was there a couple of hours. By the end of the night, totally different looks on their faces. All of them hugging me. A lot of healing. So that's my testimony for today. I really, really enjoyed it. Really just got my heart. It's what we love to do. And then yesterday, I went live while I was waiting on Dennis at a store. And I went live on YouTube just to say hi to everybody. And there was a woman on there. And she goes, I live in Jackson. I was like, "What?" And so I said, "Here's my cell phone number." So she texted me. And do you know that her and her sister, I've never met these ladies before. Never even heard of them. They took us out to eat. And they were telling us, "Oh, we've been watching you all the way from back in the farm." I was like, "What? These people have been watching me for, how long has that been now? 5 years and never contact me, never talk to me. And then all of a sudden, now I'm sitting down with you." It was such an honor. And this is how it is whenever I meet people. Because when I travel, it's like that. People, they want to meet me and all this. These cities and stuff, and they all do the same thing. They all take us out to eat, and then they want to talk, because they feel like they've known me forever, because they know my life and my personality me and all my stories, you know, and they'll say, oh, we know about your goats, man. Your goats are awesome. And, oh, Dennis, you know, we appreciate all you do and yada, yada, you know. And, but when I meet with them, they want to tell me all about their life in one night. It is amazing because they'll tell me, they say, we know you, you know, but you don't know us. So, boy, they try to tell me everything in one night. So that was really awesome. Both sisters watch me, and both of them live in Jackson. So that was so nice. We got our picture with them. We didn't put it on Facebook because I don't want it out on social media, but I did put it on BAM for you guys to see them. And so that was really good. We got home about 10:30 last night. And the thing is the night before I went to bed at 6:30. 6:30, and then woke up, you know, the next morning, I think at 2:30 or 3 in the morning. That was yesterday. But anyways, it was a really wonderful day. And so that's all I have, except I do have, what I was going to tell you as well. Okay, so that sermon last night to those women in the Dream Center, it's called the Dream Center. These are women that you know, have had addictions or different things they were battling with, and they're going through counseling, you know, for deliverance or whatnot. A lot of them are with their families, you know, and they have their kids there on the property with them. Now, see, when I traveled the country in 2017, that was one of my requests. I had 3 requests of the Lord for that trip, 6 months, 36 days, 18,000 miles. I said, Lord, I want to go to the Dream Center in California. I want to minister to the homeless people out on Skid Row. So God gave me, listen to how good God is. This is another testimony. God gave me a week in California, in Los Angeles. I had a hotel with a swimming pool. And I was able to do all the things I asked of God. One was I wanted to go to the Dream Center and I wanted to serve the homeless. So I contacted the Dream Center and told them my story, how I'm traveling on this tour and I'm praying across the country. And my dream is to serve the homeless. So do you know that when I got there, the Dream Center rolled out the red carpet? They loved what I did and my story of traveling, praying for the country. So, honey, they gave me a room and they took care of me. And I got to stay there a day or two. And they have dorms. What they did is they converted this old hospital. And so, anyways, I got to live it. I got to go around and meet all their ministry and see how they do everything. And I mean, an awesome, awesome ministry, you know. And like, I'll tell you one story. I met this man who, because all people fall in love with me. When I'm out, see, this is what hurts about YouTube. These people get so mad at me. It's like, I'm doing my job as a watchman. I take it very seriously, but if you met me in public, you would love me. That's how it is. When I'm on the road and I'm ministering to people, I get so much loving, and I give a lot of loving. Anyway, so this man was a gay man that got, he was a transgender that God had healed. And so, you know, he kept talking to me and talking to me. So he said, will you take me? I mean, will you go with me outside? I want you to pray for me, ma'am. I said, okay. So we went to his car. He said, I want to tell you something. He said, I know you won't judge me. He said, I have been transgender for 20 years, and I went through the surgery and had my penis cut off. Sorry about speaking so bold, but this is what he said. And he said, now that God has saved me and everything, and I know who I am, I want it back. And he said, I I feel, I mean, can y'all imagine how somebody would feel that actually believed the devil that much that they had their parts removed? And now when they come to the realization of who they really are and they see what the devil has robbed for them, that's exactly what happened. You know that I held that man's hand and he cried and cried and cried. And I asked the Lord to put it back. I asked God for a creative miracle. I was like, God, there is nothing impossible with you, Lord. I don't think nothing's impossible with you. That was one experience. Another one was when I was out there on the streets on Skid Row. That was an experience I will never forget, because I have served many homeless people in many cities. Detroit, oh, let me tell you. Out there on Detroit, they was out there, and this man walked up to me. It was freezing weather that day. He goes, "Ma'am, please call the police on me. Tell them I did something to you." I said, "What do you mean, sir?" He said, "Oh, please, they won't let me go to jail, and I'm freezing out here." Because, see, the homeless shelters only let them stay at night. They have to leave during the day. And they can't come back in unless, you cannot come back in the center unless it gets below a certain degree. So they just have to freeze all day. And I felt so sorry for that man. I was like, "I can pray for you, sir, but I ain't calling the police." I just couldn't do it, you know. But anyways, going back to my story here, I done forgot what I was telling that started all that about the Dream Center. Oh, in California. So when I was there last night, that man showed me his entire facility. It is just like California. Oh, one other thing I want to tell you about the California Dream Center is when I was out there on Skid Row, they openly do drugs. Like, they're openly shooting up out there and doing, you know, it really is like Hell Street. You know, it's blocks and blocks and blocks of tents on the sidewalks. There's so much urine and feces where they just pee right outside. And you'll see it down the side of the streets, just rolling down the streets, just urine going down into their underground system. It's a very, very sad sight. And now, I was on my 2017 tour, and y'all know I had flags on my car. So, I mean, patriot to the everlasting bone I am, you know. And so I'm walking down the street with these other people from the Dream Center. And I look up, and there's this tent of this man with a big American flag over his tent with another flag of a combat, you know, where somebody was held, a POV, there you go, a POV, you know, those black and white ones. So I was like, "Oh, we've got a veteran out here that's homeless. This is not acceptable." You know how you think. So I went over to him, and he had really the coolest setup. He really did. I mean, he made the most of what he had. He had it decorated really nice, and he showed all the pride of his country, even though he was homeless. So I got to interview him. So I asked him, I'm like, "Sir, what happened?" You know, and he was telling me, you know, that he's perfectly happy. You know, he's happy out there, and he gets to help a lot of people and stuff like that, and, you know, show the love of his country. And, you know, that really ministered to me in a way, because I thought, you know, here's this man out here that served our country, and he's still serving our country. You know, it's like he's a soldier in the middle of a combat zone, because it is. You just ain't playing around out there on Skid Row. It's the worst homeless situation I ever seen. Detroit was the worst up until that one. And then I saw, you know. But anyway, so last night when that man was showing me around, you know, they take donations. That's $1 million ministry. It's a huge ministry. And they said that, you know, people want to give old clothes to these women. They said, we don't accept them. We only want brand new clothes for these women. These women have been through a lot, and we want them to feel beautiful. So he showed me their closet, and they have a room that has beautiful new clothes in it. And when these women come with their children, they're all broken and everything, they get to go in there and pick out an outfit. It's pretty cool. They got a workout facility in there, and then they've got rooms. Every family gets their own room. They all have chores they have to do in the building, and then they have their counseling time. And like last night was chapel. So they have chapel, and then they bring in guest speakers like me that come in, share their testimony to lift them up. They do not allow them to come in, and which I did tell him I would like to interview him one day. So I'd love for, you know, y'all to meet him on a Bride Time Live sometime. But they do not allow women to come in with the mentality to stay on welfare. That is not their purpose. Their goal is to get them off welfare, to get their mind out of the poverty mentality, come out of that of government dependency, come out, you know. So he really enjoyed it, you know, me testifying about obedience is where your wealth is. And it is, because your wealth is not in the money. Your wealth is in your favor. And God's eyes upon you, that's your wealth, you know, because money's going to fade. These worldly riches that they're trying to get everybody set up on is going to fade. Anyway, so last night was really awesome. I'm really happy I went. I pray God opens up more doors for us to be able to go and share. Dennis was by my side. He carried all my books in. And he was such a gentleman. He helped them while I'm ministering to the women. This is how awesome Dennis is. I'm ministering to the women, and he is helping the man put up chairs, wash dishes, whatever needs to be done. That's Dennis. He's a servant at heart, you know. So last night went really good. Okay, let me shift the subject real quick, and then we'll get started with everybody's Give Back Wednesday. Yesterday, now Carla just sent this to me because Bruce brought it up yesterday, and thank you, Bruce, for this, about the tariffs that's happening in Canada. This is a very serious thing. So we talked about it yesterday, or the day before, about I think it was the day before, about it affecting Michigan, Minnesota, and New York, and how it is 25% tariffs of Canada, and then 10% from our own government, from Trump. So now you got 35% on top of your regular, you know, electric bill. So Carla sent me an article this morning. I want to show you this. Ontario hits Minnesota with a 25% electricity tariff. And here's what that means. Minnesota could see their electric bills go up after Ontario on Monday slapped a 25% tariff on Canadian-produced electricity flowing into Minnesota and two other states. Ontario also provides electricity to Michigan and New York. The Canadian measure comes in direct response to President Trump's tariffs on Canadian goods. Trump originally imposed a 25% tariff on most imports from Canada and Mexico last week, but paused them on Thursday for 1 month. I will not hesitate to increase this charge, says President Trump. If the United States escalates, I will not hesitate to shut the electricity off completely. Though this is from Ontario's premier, Doug Ford, said at a news conference in Toronto. Believe me when I say, I do not want to do this. I feel terrible responsible for the American people who didn't start this trade war. It's one person who is responsible. His name is President Trump. But what this means for Minnesota, the impact is still unclear, but Minnesota is part of the Mid-Continent Independent System Operator, MISO Grid, which manages electricity from multiple U.S. states and parts of Canada. While the state gets some electricity from Ontario, Minnesota has a diverse energy mix, including renewable energy, coal, natural gas, nuclear power, which will help cushion the impact of the tariff. The new 25% tariff on Ontario electricity exports could increase costs for utilities that purchase Canadian power, but Minnesota has many other sources of electricity. Well, that's good. The Duluth News Tribune reported that while Minnesota is connected to Ontario's grid, utility company Minnesota Power purchased less than $310,000 worth of electricity from Ontario in 2024, and none at all for 8 months of the year. However, the situation is quite different in Manitoba. Minnesota Power purchased a substantial $108 million on electricity from Manitoba Hydro last year. Minnesota Power has an electric grid connection with Ontario, and on occasion, we do utilize electricity from their system, Minnesota Power spokesperson Amy told the newspaper. However, it's not on a daily basis, like our contracted electricity from Manitoba. Then they're saying there's going to be further tariffs on oil. Ford also called on the Canadian province of Alberta to put an export tax on oil. Alberta provides 4.3 million barrels of oil a day to the U.S. Wow! With the bulk going to the Midwest, including Minnesota. Residents in those states can see a direct impact in the form of higher oil and energy costs. You want to talk about a Trump card? This will instantly change the game, Ford said. I know the Americans. If all of a sudden their gas prices go up a dollar a gallon, they will lose their minds. Wow. So I'm going to get Bruce on here. Let me find Bruce over here. Okay, here we go. Bruce, what do you think Hello. About that, sir?
Well, it's interesting because yesterday on the news, they announced that because Doug Ford had increased or created these tariffs on the electricity, Trump increased the steel and aluminum tariffs from 25%
to 50%. Yes, I saw
that. Yeah. Yes. And so Doug Ford backed off on the 25%. And now there's a whole bunch of discussion in Canada, you know, why we're so weak and this and that. And I mean, who knows what's going to happen today. Today, Trump will wake up and there'll be something else, or Doug Ford will wake up and there'll be something else. It just, it's like little kids. Like, this is just ridiculous. Like, there's no need for all this pain for people. It just, I don't know. I don't know what to say. I just, it's unnecessary. That's, I guess, the word I would use. Totally unnecessary.
Right. I agree.
Yeah.
Well, Bruce, y'all want to go ahead and start us off on the Testimony Day Give Back Wednesday?
Yeah, you've got my beautiful wife, Verdina, here. And she'll do this today.
All right. Good morning, hello, Verdina. Good morning, sis. Good morning.
Good morning, Bride.
All right, you got the floor.
What I'm going to talk about is blessed scriptures. Blessed means to be consecrated to holy purposes, to make and to pronounce holy, to praise, to glorify, for benefits received. Jesus opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Matthew 5:3-11. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they should obtain mercy. Blessed are the poor in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely, for my sake. Jeremiah 17:7. Blessed is a man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. James 1:12. Blessed is a man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Psalm 1:1. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Psalm 2:12. Blessed are they that put their trust in him. Psalm 32:2. Blessed is a man to whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and whose spirit there is no guile. Psalm 32:12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen for his inheritance. Psalm 65:4. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be sanctified with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. Revelation 19:9. And he said unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God. So I say, Thank you for your blessings, Holy God, for your divine favor, often resulting in prosperity, peace, and well-being, which gives us a sense of inner joy and contentment that comes from being in right relationship with God. Praise God. That's all I have.
Wow, that was really awesome. What was that last one you said in the book of Revelation about blessed? What was that one again?
Revelation 19:9, and he saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God.
Wow. We didn't realize we were so blessed, did we, sister?
That's right.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing today. Let's see if New York is able to. Are you working, sister?
Hi, how are you? Good morning. I am. I just got here. So I was reading. I've read this before. Hold on, let me get my glasses. And I was listening to it again, because that's what I do. I'll read it and I'll listen, which is good. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 13. It's called The Greatest Gift. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could move mountains, but I have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but I have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up. It does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails, but whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child, and I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know, just as I am known. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest gift of these is love. And that was just a reminder to me, and prayerfully ask the Lord to keep my heart soft. You know, because we're experiencing a lot of things and the pressure's on and people around us, a lot of them, they don't want to hear, but we have to have compassion. And I realized that I was, you know, before I knew Christ, I was blind, you know, and so I try to remember that when I'm dealing with people. And sometimes it's just best to just let it be and to pray for them. And I've drawn back from, you know, speaking out a lot. I mean, I do keep the conversation going when I can, but I think the Lord is just calling me now to just seek Him more and not just be about all this knowledge, you know. So that's my encouragement for everyone, to just keep peace with God, pray for people. If the Spirit leads you, say something, but if not, just pray and move on. So God bless everyone.
Sister, that was very beautiful and very encouraging for us to walk in love. Also, what you said about people needing to pull back, those two women that we met last night in Jackson said that they had been feeling the same thing. They are beginning to back off of the warnings, because now we're about to go to the next level of the, you know, people backlash is the best word for that. All right. Thank you so much, sis.
Good morning. I'm going to read today Proverbs 6. It says, "My son, if thou be surely for thy friend, if thou hast stricken thy hand with a stranger, thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. Do this now, my son, and deliver thyself when thou art come unto the hand of thy friend. Go humble thyself and make sure thy friend. Give not sleep to thy eyes, nor slumber to thy eyelids. Deliver thyself as a roe for the hand of the hunter, and as a bird for the hand of the fowler. Go to the ant, the slugger, consider her ways, and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provided her meat in the summer, and the gatherer her food in the harvest. How long wouldst thou sleep, O slugger, when which thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, and a little slumber, and a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that travels, and thou want as an armed man. A naughty person, a wicked man, walks with a forward mouth. He winks with his eyes, he speaketh with his feet, he teacheth with his fingers. Forwardness is in his heart. He devises mischief continually, he sows discord. Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken without remedy. These six things does the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. He hates a proud look, a lying tongue, a hand that sheds innocent blood, and heart that divide wicked imagination, feet that be swift to run to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that sowed discord among brethren. My son, keep the father's commandments and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually unto thy heart and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall couch with thee. For the commandment is a lamp and the law is light, and reproof of instructions are in thy way of life. To keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of tongue and strange women, lust not after her beauty in thy heart, neither let her take thou with her alliance. For by means of a whore's woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress with hunts without precious life. Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Can one go upon hot coals and his feet not be burned? So he that goes in to his neighbor's wife, whoever touches her shall not be innocent. Men do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his soul, which he when he is hungry. But if he is found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. But whoever commits adultery with a woman lacks understanding. He that does it destroys his own soul. A wound and a dishonor shall he get, and he the soul shall not be wiped away. For jealousy is the rage of man, therefore he shall not spare in the day of vengeance. He will not regard any ransom, neither will he rest content through that given many gifts. I've read Proverbs 6, 1 through 35. May God give a reading to the reading of his word. I want to just hone on the things that the Lord takes. I think a lot of times people don't honor what we're supposed to love, things that God loves, and hate what he hates. And I think a lot of times that we kind of overlook what the Lord hates. So I just wanted to read that and just keep that in my mind that, you know, we have to follow his word continuously, even the things that we don't understand.
Amen, sister. That is very good. Whenever you guys talk, I've started a new thing. I started this last week. I'm scribing you. So what I do is, like, whenever you gave your scripture, I put the scripture on the website, and then I put, like, a title of what you speak about. So it's pretty cool. Yours is called, Are You Snared with the Words of Your Mouth? All right, well, let's move on to Indiana. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to read from Psalm 138. It's called Psalm 138, God answered my prayer. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward the holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answerest me and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of my enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the words of thine own hands. That was Psalm 138, 1 through 8. And I want to read from Proverbs 4, 20 through 22. Attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. And I love what believe it's Kimberly, Sister Kimberly, who says at the end, oh, sorry, I mentioned her name. I'll thank you for this is the reading of the word, and thank you, Father God, for the reading of the word. In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen. God bless everyone.
Amen, sis. Thank you so much for encouraging us that God does answer our prayers. All right, what about Georgia? Boy, we're just going around the country today. What about Georgia?
Hello, this is Sister Darlene. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, ma'am, you've got the floor.
Okay, I had a Bluetooth speaker on earlier. I just wanted to turn it off because I couldn't hear the other speaker before. I just wanted to start with reading Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God, and he hath made us, and not we ourselves, and we are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord is so good. I don't have any particular testimony, just something, a conversation between my brother, my sister, and I recently, last night, she sent out a text saying that my nephew, who's just is completing his PhD at UCLA, is planning to go to Tel Aviv next year for fellowship. And apparently he got baptized in November. And I don't know what his status is with the Lord, you know, as far as his relationship. And to me, it doesn't matter. I'm going to continue to pray for, you know, everyone that, you know, the Lord reach them and touch them and guide them, and that they, you know, bend the knee and recognize that he's Lord over their life. And once they walk in obedience, that everything falls into place, because then you realize why you were sent here, why you're here, and your purpose. But last July, he you know, had a birthday, and I had sent him a note saying that to pass on to his own father, who was my sister's first husband, that he never understood why I followed my ex-husband around, you know, doing everything he told me to do and be, you know, and being as obedient as I was. And he literally said, is he some kind of Svengali? And I don't know if you guys know what a Svengali is, but a Svengali is a snake charmer. So I told my nephew, I says, tell your dad the reason for that is because I was assaulted when I was a cadet at West Point, and my husband protected me. My nephew can relate, because something happened to his girlfriend when she was in China. But anyway, the Lord moves, and I give him the glory. And we just, each one of us just has to be obedient to what is set before us, what the Lord gives us to do. And in all things, we have to testify and give God the glory, because as Psalm 100 says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who hath made us, and not we ourselves. So he's created each one of us for a purpose, and he's given us certain gifts, and they're not for our glory, they're for his glory. And so I'm praying that all my family members and everyone I know, everyone I touch, that they understand that eventually, you know, all of us have to bend the knee. And I'm praying that they bend the knee in this life, because if they don't bend the knee in this life, they'll be bending it somewhere in eternity, because that's written, that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And so that he sent us each year for a purpose, and we need to run the race and fulfill that purpose. And So that's just, you know, that's just my encouragement for the day. Just keep your eyes on Jesus, listen and obey. You know, I think there's a saying, listen, obey, there's no other way. It's a song. Because Jesus, you know, God knows the end. He knew the end from the beginning. The Jesus was declared that he would be the lamb, the Passover lamb for the sacrifice before the foundation of the world, knowing everything that was going to happen and everything in creation. That's my encouragement for all of us for today, to just be obedient and give the other things over to the Lord to handle and intercede for people and do what you can, but never worry. Don't worry, because that is a, you know, trust that the Lord's going to handle situations and things that you cannot, and just do what you can. So that's my encouragement for the bride for today.
That was very beautiful, sister. Thank you so much. And I'm going to sing this in honor of you. Here we go. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. I found a cool song by Big Daddy Weave. I will post that on our website, Trust and Obey, in honor of you, Miss Darlene. All right, so what about, oh, Florida? Let's hear from the southernmost part of the United States, Florida. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, woman?
I'm doing good. I'm going to be reading the
from
Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, and the title is the Word of Truth. Remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil day come not, nor the year draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. When the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the cloud return after the rain. And that day when the keeper of the house shall tremble and the strong man shall bow themselves and the grinder shall cease because they are few and those that look out of the window be darkened and the doors shall be shut in the streets when the sign of the grinding is low and he shall raise up at the voice of the bird and all the daughters of the mudstick shall be brought low. And when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and the fear shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail, because man goes to his own home, and the mourners go about the streets, or the silver cord be loosened, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken, or at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the system. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit return to God who gave it. Vanity of vanities, said the preacher, all is vanity. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yea, he gave good heed and sought out and said in all many proverbs. The preacher sought to find the except the word and the which was written was upright, even the word of truth. The word of the wise are as gold and as nail fastened by the master of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. And further by these, my son, be admonished of making many books, that there is no end and much stay in the wilderness of the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandment, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work unto judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be bad. And I'm going to do Romans 6th chapter and It's the 6th chapter in the 2nd verse. Thou shalt mighty fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, that his day may be prolonged. So that's what I got this morning. I love saying that, but we shall fear God. Cause if you love God, you're going to keep his commandment. That's what the words say. You can say you love God and not keep his commandment. Cause the words say you're a lie and the truth ain't in you. Because if you love God, God's commandment, that's the whole purpose of living for God, keeping his commandments. So that's all I have for this morning.
You know, that's a very good point because, in addition to that, when you really love somebody like the way I love Dennis, I truly just want to honor him. There isn't anything I would ever want to do to hurt him. That's how it is with God. When you really love God, you want to, you know, honor what he honors. And I think Dee even brought that up earlier too. You know, do we love what God loves? And, you know, we're starting to see a pattern here. Don't we see this every Wednesday? Don't we see a pattern of God talking through all of you, bride? That's what we're seeing today. All right, let's move on to another one from Florida. Wow, we're getting a double bang from Florida today. Good morning, sister. How are you?
Good morning. Hey, I want to...
Good morning. You got the...
Okay. I'm going to read 1 John 5. Okay, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that beget loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whosoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding, that he may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. I wanted to get a little more understanding of 7 through 8, where it says three bear record in heaven and the three that bear witness on earth. So I wanted to read this little, from Matthew Henry, this little commentary here about that. He loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, which says so in Ephesians 5:25-27. This was done in and by the Spirit of God, according to the Savior's declaration. He is the Spirit of God and cannot lie. Three had borne witness to these doctrines concerning the person and the salvation of Christ. The Father repeatedly, by a voice from heaven, declared that Jesus was his beloved Son. The Word declared that he and the Father were one, and that whoever had seen him had seen the Father. The Holy Ghost, who descended from heaven and rested on Christ at his baptism, had borne witness to him by all the prophets, and he gave testimony to his resurrection and mediatorial office by the gift of miraculous powers to the apostles. But whether this passage be cited or not, the doctrine of the Trinity in unity stands equally firm and certain to the doctrine taught by the apostles respecting the person and salvation of Christ. There were three testimonies. 1. The Holy Spirit. We come into the world with a corrupt carnal disposition, which is enmity to God. This being done away by the regeneration and new creating of souls by the Holy Spirit is a testimony to the Savior. 2. The water. This sets forth the Savior's purity and purifying power. The actual and active purity and holiness of his disciples is represented by baptism. 3. The blood which he shed, this was our ransom. This testifies for Jesus Christ. It sealed up and finished the sacrifices of the Old Testament. The benefits procured by his blood prove that he is the Savior of the world. No wonder if he that rejects this evidence is judged a blasphemer of the Spirit of God. These three witnesses are for one and the same purpose. They agree in one and the same thing. Thank you. That's all I have.
That was very beautiful. And I have got to say this again about Leslie. Leslie, I'm going to have to give you an A++. I am so proud of you. It's not even funny. I remember you last year. You was so timid and just so afraid to talk, you know, that held back timidness. Now it's like, I'm a bold lion. Let me tell you the word of God this morning. I'm so proud of you, woman. God has done a miracle work in you. The Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. All right, what about Texas? We're moving to the other side of the country. How you doing, sister?
Good morning, Bride. I'm doing good. How is...
You sound really good this morning. You got great audio. You got the floor.
Okay, thank you. Today I'm going to read Psalm 8, and I will read it in plural. I will read it plural. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. through the praise of children and infants. You have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When we consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them. You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds, and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky, and the fish in the sea, all that swim the path of the seas. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Hallelujah. To God be the glory.
Amen. Sister, that was so beautiful the way you read that. You're like, to all the earth. That is very good. So majestic is his name. Oh, Lord, we just seal. Well, wait a minute. Let me ask this other caller. I don't know this person. Good morning. Good morning, area code 262. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. What is your name? And well, you don't have to tell your full name, but what's your state that you're in?
Oh, I'm in Wisconsin. I've been enjoying listening to your program a lot. And my name is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hello.
It's so nice to meet you. You're welcome.
I've been praying for discernment and guidance, and I've been led to you. So I'm not much of a speaker. I'm more of a listener, at least at this point.
Oh, yeah. Well, Debbie, what we do on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday is regular prayer call. And then on Wednesdays is Give Back Wednesdays. So this is the opportunity of the bride to tell the world, because the entire world is listening to this later, you know, when I upload it. But they can testify, share a scripture, share what's on their heart. I mean, it's just a perfect time to edify each other. So that's what we call Give Back Wednesday. So if you want to pray about it and ask the Lord, you know, what he wants you to give back to the church across the world, you'll begin to love it. Because something that we have noticed since we've been documenting these is that God has a theme every week. So this week is, we need to love his commandments. We need to know that he is God, trust in him, you know. So welcome, 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 Miss Debbie. You are welcome in the beloved, and I'm glad that you went the extra mile to call into the prayer calls.
Thank you so much, and you've been a very much of a blessing. And
you're very welcome.
And I do feel that God is working through you. There's a lot of people out there, and like you said, you have to be very careful and prayed, and he's led me to you.
Yeah. Well, I am very thankful because over there on YouTube, you know, I started out probably 12 years ago in full-time ministry, and it was all on social media. It started out only Facebook, and then it, you know, branched out to where, after I went to the White House, it branched out into YouTube. And now, at the end of it, because we believe this will be our last year on social media, we're closing it out on Facebook, you know, Facebook, YouTube. But it's basically, you know, where we're trying to, we've been warning, you know, for the past 8 years. But God told us, like, we do a lot of fasting and praying in the ministry. And there, it's really cool. We're getting ready to do another one in a couple of weeks. And God always speaks to us and gives us direction. And so the last one he told us in November, he said, not the last one, but the one we did in November, he said that, no, it was September. He told us to come out of the metaverse. So we spent, I guess it was 6 weeks getting out. It was the hardest thing. Because we had to pull out all them email addresses, get all of our data out of the cloud, and detach. So we did that. It took about 6 weeks. And then he told us to change the ministry to retire We Are the Bride Ministries, which was used for the watchman call. And the Lord told us that the door is shut. People are already believing what they're going to believe. So no more warnings like the way I was. So that's why on YouTube now you see just me on there every now and then just doing emergency stuff, you know. This is mainly for the ones who are awake and who are paying attention, because the other ones, they're so far in the image of the beast, you know, that they cannot see past that. So they won't even understand when we're talking about nanobots and, you know, all the details that we have studied for the past 5 years. I mean, we have been on shows for 9 hours doing nothing but research. And praise God we had that time. I mean, I was single then, guys. Think about it. I was single and had that time that I could give to you that now I have to give to a husband. It's a, all of you that are single that want a husband, you think about this. It changes your, it took me a couple of years, I think, to really even get used to having to compromise and share and trust. And, you know, it took a little adjustment period. But when I had all that time with the bride and I could go live with them 24/7, sometimes I would wake up in the middle of the night and just go live and just talk to people, you know. But now I'm married, now we have a farm, now everything's a lot different. But anyways, it is what it is, and we're preparing for, you know, the next level. I do want to tell Bruce something. Let me get Bruce on here. Hey, Bruce. I would like for me and you to do a collaborative show together on YouTube about the pass keys, okay? Because I just read this morning something else that Trump is rolling out in October. Oh, the CBDC, I just posted it this morning on our Patreon about how they're doing the sovereign movement. Remember we talked about the sovereign, what they're trying to do, not just the states they're trying to make sovereign, but they're trying to make individual sovereignty. That's where I believe the keys come in as well. So I think we need to do a show, Bruce, about what it really means on these keys. Because people, they're asking, okay, what do you mean? Because, like, you know, Dennis was saying last night, we talked about this on the way home from Jackson. Okay, what is the problem with giving up your thumbprint? Well, we give our thumbprint whenever we get our driver's license, or we, you know, have to get a job and they have to do a FBI background check. I was like, that's a good point. Okay, so there you go. So you have your thumbprint. The problem that he said where he feels like we should draw the line is our eyeballs. You know, our eyeballs and the facial scans where they do their But they already have our facial recognition. So what do you think? Because I know they do the thumbprint, the facial scan. He said he thinks we should draw the line when it comes to them taking, you know, wanting to come inside us, like the vaccine. Or, what was that? Oh, blood or something. What do you think?
What you said last is really the no-go for me. If you're talking about injecting something into my body that you're not even telling me what it is, and I don't believe in them anyway, and I mistrust you even as a government, no, that definitely is a line. As far as my body, it's a corrupted thing. It's a thing we battle all the time, and they will go to the dust. And like you say, I mean, they've got your picture everywhere. Believe it or not, when you walk in a mall or when you go anywhere, stand in front of an instant teller, they're taking your picture. They have your voice. Even now, when I talk to a bank or anything, they say you've been recorded, and then yeah, we recognize you by your voice. Go ahead. So that's a check they're doing.
Yes.
And your fingerprints, like you say. I mean, as far as we know, they're checking your fingerprints when you put your finger on a button on the ATM. Like I
thought about that too when we used the touch screen. You know, that's getting our fingerprint.
Yeah, exactly. So these parts, like. And we talked about the eye. I mean, there's two types of eye recognition. One is a retinal scan. That's a deep, intensive, high
that's
intense
a no
light.
For
that
us.
Has,
yeah,
that's,
a
that's,
no,
that's
no,
pretty
no.
intense. But an iris picture, I mean, I don't know, they could probably glean that off of a facial picture if you're close enough and with your eyes open. I mean, it's just another part of your body. It's not intrusive, these things. Like, it's exterior. And when you start getting into, well, I need your blood, or I need to stick something in you, that's my stop. I don't like any of it, but, I mean, what are you going to do with this? They push this security thing so far. To me, they're creating this problem. You know, we'll
they
create
are.
The problem, and then we got the solution. So there you go, right? And, but, I mean, it is what it is. And,
well,
we
that's like, you know, me wanting to go to the dentist, me needing to go to the dentist, you know, they are putting all of our information up in the cloud. And I told them, I mean, I went to their office. I'm like, do I have to have my information up in the cloud? Can you not keep it here in the office? And they're like, no, ma'am, the American Dental Association, which you know how they all do this. The American Dental Association made us put all of our information up in the cloud. Well, then the insurance, the house insurance company, we all know what they're going to do with insurance companies. Well, they come by here. They took a picture, probably took their drone, took it around the property. I mean, really got intensive pictures. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just, it's a different world today. And so we're going to have to do a show, Bruce. I would love to have you on there with me where we can really do a good deep dive into these passkeys. Because another thing that I consider when it comes to the pass keys is, okay, here's another thing we need to consider. Yeah, it is just a thumbprint. It is just a, you know, a face picture or whatever that they already have. But here's the difference. If they're doing the pass key specifically for Web3, that's where I draw the line. If they say, I have to have your permission with this one, you know, because they really can't take our data that we have now and push it over there without our permission. But if they can use this as permission, then that's where I would draw the line as well. So we need to really do a deep dive and find out, number one, is it for the purpose of the Web3 infrastructure? Because is it for the Web3 ecosystem? If it's for that, I'm giving you nothing. I am out. I'm giving you nothing. But if they're saying, no, we need this for security measures on any of them. Now, if that was the case, right, I would probably feel a lot better. But if they're saying, no, yeah, this is only for the blockchain, if they're going to say blockchain only, I'm out. Because that's what I was going to tell you. Okay, in December, I mean, not December, but October, that's what Trump is doing, is the blockchain is in October. So that's what I'm saying. I want to be off. My whole point to all of this is I want to be off the blockchain. So would you like to do a collaborative with me on a better platform? We can't do it until I get my better internet. So it's going to, that gives us, yeah, you know, another 2 or 3 weeks to get ready for it.
Well, I can share, you know, what I think and what I know. I'll look into it a little further. I do know that there's a lot of,
yeah, that'd be great.
And there's mixed information on how this is going to roll out, because they haven't got it standard.
Is.
And as far as
it,
when you're,
I
talking
agree,
about the fingerprints and that, it's that side of it is, my understanding was it's more for your personal computer, that part, not part of the passkey. The passkey is machine to machine, but you have to, the machine has to be able to identify you as the user and owner, and say, okay, we,
well,
have your owner.
Hold it a minute.
You know, so
hold.
This is the confusion. This is where the mixed messages
and?
Come in. You know, are they transferring personal data, or is it staying on your personal laptop, your node that you're using? And so I'll look into it a little more if there's
yeah,
clearer information. But it's not like we have an example to look at just yet. I mean, they're using passkeys,
yeah,
but the passkeys they're using now, it doesn't require any of this biometric data. It's machine to machine strictly.
Yeah.
Where they're going with it, well, you know, like it changes every day. But yeah, I'll share. We'll look into it a little deeper and see if we can come
that
up with a little.
That would be wonderful,
clearer.
Bruce. That,
yeah,
would,
yeah,
yes,
whatever you.
Because
whatever
I had
wish.
A guy on YouTube yesterday ask me, he said, "Can you explain to all of us what is this passkey? Everybody sees it coming, you know, especially with." You know, Trump going to shift everything this year. We need to really dig into this and find out what it means. I mean, I can say what I think, but we need to show some proof. So that would be wonderful. All right, guys. Well, I've got to get off here and help Dennis this morning. And then tomorrow, oh, this is what I was wanting to tell y'all earlier. Okay. Tomorrow's when the electric company comes. So y'all please pray we get that 500. All right, then. So tomorrow I will do the prayer call in the morning, but I am going to, you know, not be able to open up the calls per se. And then Saturday, we have my sisters coming to town. I am so excited. First time she's ever been here. God has really been restoring my family, y'all. I even talked to my son yesterday, you know, for a long time. And my other son called me. So all my kids are restored now. Praise God. I mean, God is good. And he's really moving in my life. And I'm very thankful for it. Bringing healing and restoration and everything. But anyway. So since my sister is coming staying the night on Saturday, Sunday morning, I am going to play that sermon that I did last night to those women. So that sermon is called That Man, where I go through my history and explain, let me tell you about this man. Let me tell you about this man in my life. this man, but it all led to that man. Oh, it's so good. So I'm going to share that on Sunday morning. And that way, you know, we'll be able to spend the weekend in fellowship with my sister coming. It's just a very special time. So I love you guys, and I appreciate how very close we all are. I appreciate the family that we have. You know, me and Dennis, we talk about y'all a lot, you know, because we consider you guys really our family. And we may be small in number, but who gives a flying flip? Who cares? The Lord told me years ago, he said, never worry about numbers. And it ain't about numbers. It's about the quality of the people that I feel like we have the best people in the world. I really do. Y'all have been with me through a lot. You know, like last night I was with those ladies from YouTube. I said, what do y'all think about me, you know, saying, I'm not going to do the news. I'm going to do the news. I'm not going to do the news. I'm going to do the news. And they said, because whenever I meet, you know, new people, I like to kind of do random surveys, you know, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? But they told me, they said, we love it anytime you can do it. So I think I've got everybody trained to just kind of give me my space and let me do it when I can, because I got so much on me, you know, with the Bible college and everything. But as far as doing the news, I really do love being able to go on there and share emergencies like that yesterday, you know, with what they're doing. Whenever I see the wolf at the door, in other words, I like to be able to have that avenue where I can go on there and say, hey, you know, now they're actually going to label non-vaccinated people as anti-Semitic. I mean, how stupid can you get? How obvious? Why don't they just not say anti-Semitic? Why don't they just come out and say anti-Christian? Anybody that is anti-Christian, let's come together in a unified front. And let's go after these white supremacists, which we know is not people. It is the light, the white light versus the darkness. But anyway, but I do enjoy having a family and even all these people online from all over the world. I mean, I posted yesterday on Facebook. I said, check this out. Can y'all believe that my top countries, I'll read it to you. The top countries that are checking me out is Canada, India, China, Australia, United Kingdom, and the United States. I mean, you can't make this up on an everlasting stick that a little old country girl would have this much reach across the world. But it ain't just me. It is all of us as a family. And even on these Wednesday broadcasts, you know, where y'all get to come in here and you get to talk to these people out here all over the world, they're listening. We got brothers and sisters out there that love to hear what you guys have to say. So don't think it's small is the point that I'm trying to tell you about what you do. Whenever you in the Bible college, all of y'all, you know, give your testimonies, it's changing the world. Even these little calls that y'all do here, when y'all get on here and encourage the world, there are brothers and sisters out there that would love to be able to call in but can't, you know, because of their country restrictions and all that kind of stuff. So we are very blessed people, and we are blessed to have you guys in this family, and we're blessed to know one another and to encourage one another, pray for. Hey, by the way, let's all pray right now for Donna. She is going into surgery today. I forgot about this. Remember, she's the one that fell down and busted her nose in two places. Remember, I told you we got two people in our church that are going through serious things right now. And both of them, I believe, is over 5 Genesis. Where they've upped the ante on it, the frequencies. And these people are losing their balance. And these are two elderly women that lost their balance and fell down. One of them busted her nose in two places, and they've had to do a CAT scan, and through the CAT scan, they found out she's got to have emergency surgery. I mean, this is terrible. This is just terrible. And then the other sister lost her balance, fell off her bed, you know, had to have her family help her, and y'all know this stuff is just humiliating, you know. So let's all pray for both of these ladies. Lord, we pray right now for our sister that's having the surgery today, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that you would lead the doctors, Lord, heal her in every way, Lord. We pray, God, that you would help her my mind is just Lord, we just I'm sorry. Lord, I pray you help our sister. We plead the blood of Jesus over her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord. We thank you that your word says that by your stripes that we are healed. And Lord, guide the doctors. We pray that no injections will come in her. Nothing will harm her in the name of Jesus. We pray you supernaturally protect her, Lord. Heal her nose in every way. Encourage her spirit, Lord. I pray that her family, as she always, always, always helps her family. She's one of them kind of women. And I pray that they rally together for her for once. I pray they come around her and they love her. They hold her hand. They be with her. And I just pray they show her how much they appreciate her, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. And Lord, I just pray as well. I just got a report on the other woman. Oh, man. Let me read you what she wrote. Good morning. This sickness has been horrible on my body, my mind, my spirit. My voice has been useless. I broke down and was able to get antibiotics. I feel like it's starting to help. What she means by broke down is y'all know how we hate to take any medicine. But sometimes, you know, this is her. But I'm horribly weak. I haven't eaten since last Wednesday. Oh, man, nothing stays put. I have been working on the Tabernacle book. She's in the Bible college. If drugs work, I should get caught up. Bless your heart. Sister, don't worry. All is well. We are praying for you now on the prayer call. Lord, we pray right now for our sister in the name of Jesus that you heal her body, Lord, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord. Heal her, restore to her, Lord, everything the devil has stolen, Lord. Put a shield of protection around these people's houses. To protect them, Lord, from this radiation and this assault that's happening in the atmosphere with all the chemicals and everything. And, Lord, I thank you that you care about us, Lord. And we as her brothers and sisters are holding her arms up right now while she's in this battle, Lord. And we pray strength on her. Angels, Lord, send angels there to fight the battle that's going on over her life. And Lord, we just lift her up to the throne right now, God. We are standing in the battle with her, Lord. We thank you. Well, we just declare in the atmosphere over both of these women, they are healed right now in the name of Jesus. They are victorious right now in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. All them that rise up against them shall fall. Every spell, incantation, or curse, every witchcraft attack on them, broken right now in the name of Jesus. Broken in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for the blood that heals, the blood that covers. I thank you, Lord. Both in Jesus' name, amen. Both of these women are in this Bible college. So, yes, the attack is real. But we're believing God for victory in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I want to tell Annette something. Annette. Dennis, we got your donation yesterday, and Dennis was very appreciative of that $20. So, oh, let me take this off recording. Sorry. Thank you guys for everything. Have a good day.